Hey, everybody, I'm Cam Stewart with your Fantasy News Sports Update. More bad news for the Houston Rockets and their fans. Referee Scott Foster is going to officiate his first game since February 21st when James Harden called the official rude and ignorant following a loss to the Los Angeles Lakers. Houston at Golden State tonight. It's game two of tonight's NBA doubleheader. That one gets going at 10:30 Eastern. The Warriors, 5.5-point favorites, total 220.5. Warriors up 1-0 in that series as well. Houston coach Mike D'Antoni said the refs admitted he missed some calls in game one, and James Harden says he wants a fair chance, and not good news for a referee and a player that don't get along with each other. Game one of the double bill kicks off at 8 p.m. this evening with Milwaukee hosting Boston. The Boston Celtics absolutely kicked Milwaukee's ass game one, and the Bucks laying 7.5 tonight over under 219. Boston up 1-0 in that best of seven. Greg Popovich expected to sign a new three-year contract with the San Antonio Spurs that'll keep him the NBA's highest paid coach, according to league sources. Pop, now 70 years old, led his team to a 48-34 record this year. He's in the last of a five-year contract. Two more games in the NHL playoffs tonight. Just after 7 o'clock, Columbus hosting the Boston Bruins. Jackets laying 125 in this hockey game, 5.5. Best of seven series tied at one. Then game two of the doubleheader featuring Colorado and San Jose. Avalanche minus 130, total set at 6. This series also deadlocked at 1. Updating the odds in the Stanley Cup Final. Carolina now the betting favorite at plus 2425 to win the Cup after being up 2-0 on the Isles. But bad news, Carolina goaltender Peter Mrazek is going to miss Wednesday's Game 3 versus the Islanders. He's not been ruled out for Game 4. Curtis McElhinney, he'll get the call for the Canes. Post positions out for Saturday's Kentucky Derby from Churchill Downs in the 4-1 favorite Omaha Beach. He's going to break from the 12 gate. Improbable, the 6-1 horse breaks from gate number 5. Game winner, 6-1, is in gate 16. And Roadster at 6-1 is in gate 17. Von Miller of the Denver Broncos will join the Kentucky Derby TV coverage this Saturday. Running back Jamal Charles signed a one-year deal to retire with the Kansas City Chiefs today. The MLB says they're going to exclusively broadcast 13 games on YouTube this season. Stay tuned. Fenway Park will be hosting a college football bowl game between the ACC and AAC teams. Fenway Park joins LA and Myrtle Beach as sites now new bowl games in 2020, which marks the NCAA new bowl cycle. Busy, very busy night in the Diamond tonight. 14 games on the betting board. We do have one postponement. Baltimore and Chicago, the White Sox game has been postponed due to rain. 2 at 7:05, St. Louis minus 115 at Washington, 9 flat, Wainwright versus Sanchez. We got Detroit at Philadelphia, Phils minus 200, 8.5, Turnbull taking on Velasquez. A trio of games at 7:10, Oakland at Boston, Red Sox minus 160, 9.5, the over under, Brooks versus Porcello. Cincy, they're laying 15 cents at the New York Mets, total 8 flat, Castillo and Vargas. Cleveland minus 210 at Miami. The total in this baseball game is 7. Bauer versus Alcantara. 7:20 San Diego and Atlanta. Pick 'em 8.5. The red hot Paddock versus Tehran. And the Padres talented rookie Fernando Tatis Jr. expected to be on the IR with a hammy injury there. So bad news for the Padres. Two more at 7:40. Colorado minus 120 at Milwaukee. Over under is 8.5 there. Marquez versus Sassin. Houston laying 170 at Minnesota. The Twins got it done last night as big pooches. Total 7.5, Cole versus Pineda. 8:05, Pittsburgh and Texas, Rangers minus 115. High total, it's 11, Lyles and Sampson. 8:15, Tampa Bay minus 185 at Kansas City. 7.5, Snell, he's back at it. Not a great return from the DL there versus Junis. 9:40, action, Yankees and Arizona. D-backs minus 145, 8.5, Sabathia versus Zach Greinke in that baseball game. 9:45, the Dodgers minus 145 at San Fran. Bueller and Pomeranz, and LA star Cody Bellinger setting an MLB record with his 37th RBI before May. The guy's on fire. 10:07, Toronto and Angels. Angels 169, Buchholz and Canning. And 10:10, we got the Cubs laying 150 at Seattle. Total 9, Hamels versus Fernandez. Champions League soccer, Tottenham and Ajax. Ajax up 1-0 at the half. Big soccer game, and the Dutch team is up. I'm Cam Stewart. Gabe Morency hosts Red Heat and Rage Radio. Stick around, everybody. We got picks, playoff picks, and basketball, hockey, a hell of a lot more baseball, and everything in between. So stick around. Red Heat and Rage Radio coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. Rachel Radio has begun. Fantasy Sports, our radio network. iHeartRadio, YouTube, Fantasy Sportsnet, everything else in between. I am Gabriel Morenci. Let's do this thing. It's the Twisted Tuesday edition of the program. As we pick up the pieces following Philadelphia's big game two victory. Denver nails it down in game one, and the St. Louis Blues have Dallas Stars backers, such as myself,
and me,
singing the blues. What's up, Cam?
Yeah, you said it, Morenci. Real bad night. I know we say we don't live in the past, but what can you say? Thanks for the Minnesota Twins pick. You actually helped me out of a jam there. They were a nice dog. Good pick by you. Denver got it done, but the Dallas Stars not getting it done. Exciting game. Every time they tied it up, they gave up a goal. It really hurt my heart last night, buddy, and baseball was a train wreck. So can't lie. Lots of games tonight. Let's hit them.
Hockey's tough, man. Hockey's a tough sport to bet
on. I'm finding baseball tough. Baseball's been real. Well, baseball, I used to really rock baseball, but now I got to be honest with you, Gabe. Baseball is just, even Vizine Vince, who used to be a 70% better in baseball, he's not even like texting me stuff anymore. He's like, I can't win in this sport. Other than the Blue Jays getting it right during their hot streak, he's been doing quite poorly in baseball too. And he's a great baseball capper, like one of the best I know. It's hard.
Look, I had the Red Sox last night. I had the Twins last night. I've been doing pretty well with baseball, but Dodgers let me down. Up 2-0, Cap.
Yep.
Up 2-0. Yep. It was 2-0 in the seventh inning. It was 2-0 all game. Dodgers take a 2-0 lead. I'm like, good. At least I'm going to hit. I'm going to sweep the baseball board. No. Of course, Dodgers blow it. It's funny you guys say this, Cam, because we're not even technically, bro. We're not even out of the first month of baseball yet.
Oh, I know.
And I've been there, Cam. Like, we all, as gamblers and as sports fans, we all have that sort of can't wait till that next sport starts. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, I'm really going to start making money when that starts. You know what I'm saying?
For like, sure.
I've done it so many times, can't wait for baseball. But it's funny, Cam, because normally, I'll be honest, I've made it to like mid-June. You know, even July, and then I'm like, I effing hate baseball, bro. Like, sometimes by the time, like, June comes, I don't want to, like, I'm like, I'm out. I don't want to hear about it. I'll bet baseball playoffs. But it's just funny to hear, baseball and Vizine Vince is already tapping out. We're not even technically out of the first month yet. It's still April today.
I know. It's crazy. I got to be honest with you, taking too many dogs and it's just something I got to be a little more selective and really look at the dogs. And it was a great pick with Minnesota last night. They were a true home dog, but nothing safe in baseball. Like the Reds, they win games. And you said it, like the Dodgers, it looked too easy against Samardzija. It's just baseball is one of those sports, man. It's very, very difficult. Sometimes you just don't nail the right dog. And that's exactly what happened to me last night. Kansas City, they just couldn't get it done.
All right. Game Time Decisions is off and running. It's Cam's cookout edition. We might have to play What's in Cam's Fridge later on today.
Well, I'm at Lisa's. That's why I'm not at my house, Gabe. It's the downtown apartment. This ain't my place.
Cam's on location.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, Game Time Decisions continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network, iHeart Radio, and now on YouTube as well. We've got NBA basketball this evening, and a lot of controversy in the National Basketball Association with the officiating. Very similar to the National Football League, it's becoming a thing
on a
daily basis, and. Coming into tonight, the NBA, of course, the Houston Rockets basically complained like a team has never complained before after game one. Like, essentially, like, you know, the Houston Rockets have bitched as much as the team, like, bitches, like, in game seven. Like, they've bitched as much as the Saints have bitched. You know what I'm saying?
Great point. Excellent.
Like, the
point.
Saints got screwed, but it was like they epically got screwed. The Rockets, it's like it's game one, guys. You know what I mean? Like, so you figure, okay, they're setting the table for the rest of the series. You know, by complaining, that's what they're trying to do. So they're trying to set the table and say, hey, listen, if we really, really, really complain, they'll have to give us some calls in the next game. Then the Houston Rockets not only complain about game one on Sunday so openly and publicly, they actually sent a thing to the league that they did from last year in which they claimed they were screwed 81 times in a Warriors series.
83 points in seven games.
Yeah,
craziness.
And including 18 points in a deciding game.
Correct. Yeah.
And they said they took into account bad calls that went for them. Like, they gave the Warriors, like, they did a computer algorithm, basically, and they said we got screwed for 18.6 points.
Yep.
Which, you know, I'm thinking, God, I'd like to see a Raptors graph, Cam. We've been screwed for about 380 points.
Yeah. Like, excellent. Like, you know, honestly, even last night was just, it's hard, man. It's hard, Gabe. And you're right, I did the update with that Houston story. I love it. So Houston has their own algorithms with how they're being screwed. And then today the story breaks. Well, during my update, they got the referee that Harden basically called an ass, and he doesn't respect him.
Dude, I spent the whole morning show talking about this. Dude, yeah. So the NBA responds by giving him Scott Foster. He's generally known as the worst ref in the NBA.
Yeah.
Like, all you got to do is punch in Scott Foster. Just punch in his name, Scott Foster. It'll just pop up. Worst ref NBA. Players poll, worst ref NBA. You'll see, like, numerous former NBA players, like, videos saying Scott Foster sucks. He ruins the game. He's vindictive. Of course, you dig down a little deeper, and as you stated, Cam, James Harden basically says Scott Foster's the worst ref in the NBA. He's been fine, like, for saying this before. Chris Paul's been kicked out of games by Foster. Chris Paul, like, tells Foster he sucks to his face. And for the record, they're 0-6 in the playoffs with Scott Foster reffing.
Yeah.
Now, yikes. Thing is, and this is what I always say about it's like life. Two things can be right at once. The Houston Rockets complain too much, and the Houston Rockets look for fouls too much. Like, there's not a team in the NBA that flops and looks for fouls. Like the Houston Rockets do. That's James Harden's game. So that is true. But what can also be true is the NBA officiating is problematic, to say the least. And the problem is it's by design. That's the biggest problem. It's not an accident. That's what's alarming about it. That there's a pecking order, and we've all known it, man. And we'll bring George Kurtz in a second here. But there's a ladder. And, Cam, we've seen it. The Raptors never got calls against LeBron James, obviously.
They're at
right?
the bottom of the ladder, that's for sure.
So,
yep.
The Raptors didn't calls when they played the Brooklyn Nets years ago because Brooklyn's a, you know what I mean? They didn't want the Raptors on TV in the conference finals, etc. So, Golden State get calls because they're at the top of the top. They're going to get calls. Dude, the Houston Rockets got every effing call against the Utah Jazz.
That's true.
Funny because Rudy Gobert tweeted out, it's funny because I did the same thing that Golden State are doing, yet I got called for a foul every time. Donovan Mitchell tweeted, yeah, it's funny how suddenly there's a problem here with Houston. So in other words, Kev, Harden got all the calls against Utah. Why? Because Houston's higher on the ladder than Utah is.
Yep.
Milwaukee's bitching now. You're not calling it. Giannis is getting hacked. You're not calling it. What's going on? Well, you guys just played the Detroit Pistons. You won every game by double digits. We were giving you all the calls. Now you're playing the Boston Celtics. Kyrie Irving's won a title. Al Horford's been in the league forever. The Boston Celtics are flashier and more traditional, and they got more juice than the Milwaukee Bucks, guys. Now Boston gets the calls. That's the way this league works, and I'm glad that it's finally being exposed for this because now everybody's talking about it. Used to just be, you Raptor fans, just because you can't beat LeBron.
No.
It's like, shut up. It's not just about the Raptors.
And
this has been going on forever.
Look at last night, too. You don't see Jack Armstrong, Gabe. You're getting the games from a different carrier now that you're living in Jersey. But I've never seen Jack Armstrong, like, go wild and before, and he basically couldn't shut up anymore. Kawhi Leonard was getting draped on every call. There could have been so many and ones there. Nothing happened in the game, and they got the majority of the call. I admit, the Raptors had open shots to win the game, and they were horrible. They sold out their best player who played his ass off and took the team on his back last night. But you know what? They couldn't get it done. But still, the calls, the calls, the calls. The NBA has a real problem, Morenci. And it is. We've talked about this for years, but now it's being exposed. It sucks. It sucks.
It does. And I did the poll question again this morning. And because Ranieri said, oh, I'm sure NHL fans are crying too because it's the playoffs.
No.
I said, not
the
in the same way. No, it's not
I'm
the same.
I'm on the Dallas Stars
in the
last
NHL,
night. The game was
there's a fair shake.
It
the
is.
League doesn't care whether St. Louis or Dallas advances at this point. Whatever. They're already screwed. Let's bring in George Kurtz right now. George, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and now I'm so happy I get the ref 4 hockey games tonight. What a preclude for this.
Yeah, yeah. It's all about
would they love you, George? You're a good ref, right?
That probably depends on who you ask.
Yes. I don't know. It seems like Kurtz plays it by the book a little too much.
He does. Kurtz is fair, he tells me. He goes, he even said, told me, game, we're doing the show on Saturday. He says, guys get lippy with him a lot of the time, and he cuts him some slack. Like, he's not one of those refs like the NBA guys, Gabe. The minute you say something, I'm going to tee up. Because these guys have, small little ego. Kurtz gives him, he understands it's a passionate game. He'll give people a little bit of rope. Right, Kurtz?
I think to be a good official, and this isn't professional, so anywhere, you need to be able to take a little bit of lip. Guys, listen, the adrenaline's flowing, man. You think a bad call went against you, you might scream and yell. Screaming and yelling is fine. As a ref, I kind of even enjoy that. It gets me into the game. I get bored in games when no one's saying anything. It's like, oh, offside, but no one ever says anything. Those games are boring. I don't mind being yelled at. It's when you get personal. You want to say that's a terrible call? That's fine. It very well might have been a terrible call. You want to say you effing suck? Well, hey, now we have a problem. You got personal, okay? Everyone's going to make bad calls. I get it. Everyone gets frustrated. I get it. I played for a long time, still do, and I yell at the refs too. You know, in my mind as a ref, I always wanted to do two things: hustle and be in position. No one was going to yell at me for that I was out of position or that I wasn't skating, wasn't hustling. I'm not going to get yelled at for that. You know, a bad call, bad calls are going to happen. Unless you've refed, you don't understand that. It's I ref hockey. There are 12 guys on the rink. People are cutting in front of you all the time. I'm not going to see everything. It's impossible. Sometimes there's somebody went in my way at the last second that I couldn't see. You get blocked out. Refing is all about angles. Players don't generally understand that. But actually, you have to understand, you're going to get yelled at. If you have a short temper, a short trigger, then you're really not a good ref. You're in the wrong line of business.
The question is, has anybody ever accidentally, quote, with air quote, accidentally hit you with a puck? Like, that's what
sure.
You know if they don't like you. Like, has anyone, like, fired a puck at you deliberately before?
Not obviously. You know, not where, oh, my, I think a slap shot wound up and hit me. No, but I've been hit, sure. A funny thing, a while back, I think maybe a couple of months ago, I kept this one player kept, and he was a small guy, smaller than me, and I'm far from the biggest guy, smaller than me, kept brushing by me and hitting me with a stick, but nothing that would do any damage. You know, the first time, like, oh, that's weird. Second time, I'm like, all right, coincidence, it happens. Then he did 3 or 4 more times when I'm watching him now. And then it happened in the second period where my partner went ballistic on him, and I didn't know why. And I asked him, he goes, well, and partner goes, he hit me. I'm like, oh, you're gone, buddy. Then you are doing it on purpose. I mean, listen, if you're going to hit me, you might want to try and do some damage. I don't know what the point was of doing these little things that literally, they didn't hurt at all.
So he was trying to intimidate you.
Yeah.
He
but he's smaller than me. Fight.
Little sticks for Etsy trying to get in Kurtz's grill. Nice.
It was weird, though. I've never had someone do that in 25 years. It was just strange. Young kid, too. I thought the kid had, you know, maybe had a screw loose or two.
Yeah, you might as well punch you. What's the point of hitting you with a little tap?
Thanks. Yeah, there's a good idea. Just wind up and punch me, guys. Go ahead. That feels much better.
When I was a kid on my team got suspended for deliberately shooting a puck at a referee. He just teed it up and, like, deliberately did it. There was no denying it. Like,
from the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Great cutting.
This song just won't go away in our rotation.
It won't go away. This song, it will never die. Fortunate son, it's the...
Hey, you said it. You said all right. You could deal with it from time to time, you know? So, you know, we deleted it, and then we resurrected it, you know?
Looking back, I don't know why I get so angry about it sometimes, but, I used to really get angry.
Not so bad.
Used to get really pissed off, buddy. That's when we started getting you the Snickers. Yeah. You're not yourself when you're playing Fortunate Son, buddy.
Yeah,
you need the
sugar
touch. I could too.
All right, George Kurtz with us right now. I was just talking about, asked him if he ever ever been hit with a puck. He said, nah, but somebody brushed past him a couple of times. I told the story, guys. I was playing roller hockey, which I wasn't a fan of, all right? And I was never big on, the rollerblades.
Yeah.
But, you know, they were trendy. Remember there was even a rollerblade hockey league camp? You remember that league?
I do remember.
Montreal Roadrunners, Yvon Cornway. Remember him, George? He was the coach.
I had somebody from the New Jersey Rock and Rollers play on my men's hockey league back in the day. He was damn good, by the way.
No, they took this league serious. It was a serious athlete. Dude, it was all guys from the Quebec Major Junior League, but on rollerblades instead of whatever. So it was in that era when that stuff was going on. So there was a charitable hockey event, and hosted a Canadiens post game show. So we got we got to go play. It was at the Côte Saint-Luc, the Jewish Community Center, and I thought it was hockey. So I'm like, yeah, cool, but I didn't know it was roller hockey. I agreed to play hockey. I thought I was playing ice hockey. So it's roller hockey. And I'm like, man, I don't really rollerblade, man. You know what I mean? So they're like, oh, dude, if you can skate, you can skate, whatever. And I'm like, all right, so whatever. I could skate. If you could skate, you could skate type of thing. It was kind of true. So I was flying around and stuff, but man, I had a hard time stopping and turning a lot and George. You know what I mean?
That's the difference, by the way.
Yeah.
Great call, Morenci. You could fly on the skates. I had the same way. I stopped, almost go through a tree. It's tough. Exactly. Maneuvering was tough.
You got to stop on your back foot. You sort of on your heel.
Stupid.
So I wasn't a fan of it. So anyways, I'm sort of flying around, but I wasn't 100% comfortable. And same thing. There was this kid came up. Sort of bumped me against the boards a bit, lifted my stick, took the ball. Yeah, I thought, all right, once it's hockey. Same thing, man. After three, four times, man, I'm like, this kid's just coming for me, And he came for me and he took the ball and I wiped out in the corner once. And he laughed and talked smack. He muttered something about, sports race. He said something about something to me on what he skated off. He wasn't a kid. He was about 15, 16 or something like that. So basically I just waited and a couple of minutes later, he was up against the boards and I took his feet out and he fell face first into the boards. And,
that hurts.
I took him out. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I took him out and I said, let's play, kid. Let's go. Get up. They were all like, oh, it's just, it's for charity and, caused a little situation. So the next time someone skates too close to you, George, let them know who's in charge and send them flying face first into the boards. But it reminded me, and I was telling people in the chat during the break about hitting pucks into people. It happens, guys, in the NHL. It shouldn't. But it does. Not with referees. So once in a while, they're never going to admit it because it's a dangerous thing to do. But defensemen will rifle off the glass to scare referees. If a referee, is pissing them off, it's like, all right, I'm going to clear the zone, bro, and I know you're standing right at the blue line. I'm going to right off the glass here, man.
And another thing, another trick, when the building's loud, they pretend they don't hear the whistle. That's when they do it, too. That's a good trick if you want to get real dirty. Hey, didn't hear the whistle.
Yeah, so it's sort of like they'll pick their spots, and it's sort of like it's like a warning shot. Hey, you want to keep screwing me, man? I just want to let you know You know what I mean? I might lose control of this puck sometimes. And it's happened, but it happens in practice. And I swear, that's when you know the coach is going to get fired. He's got to go. Because I've heard two instances where players deliberately hit the coach with the puck or shot the puck at the coach in practice. I know that the Philadelphia Flyers shot at Hitchcock before. But he told me. Like, Hitchcock pissed off the Flyer players so much that there was, like, war with him. And they fired pucks at him. And I've told the story in which they actually sliced one of his tires. Can you believe that, George? A professional hockey
sure.
team. This is behind the scenes. No one really knows this story. They pissed him off so much because he was very, very large, let's just say, right? At the time.
Is that the story you told me? They got caught in the hot tub and they were laughing at him?
I'll get to that. So he told me, he goes, yeah, man. He goes, this guy, man, he ran his mouth so much, he crossed the line. He goes, we actually slit his tire in the parking lot during after practice. So I said, really? I said, it's kind of juvenile and high schoolish, isn't it? I said, what was the point? He goes, the point was to watch his fat ass try to change a tire. I'm thinking, wow, professional athletes are mean son of a bitches, man. No wonder you guys don't win. You know what I mean?
Well, don't you think this happens in baseball when you see it from time to time where the catcher misses the fastball? So the umpire gets plunked right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
It's all right. Throw the breaking ball. It's coming, buddy. Oh, must have misread the signs. Sorry about that. I think the same situation there. I'm not saying everyone, but it's definitely happened.
I don't know if it was college. I think it was NCAA or I think it was actually Little League of all things. I think it was a Little League. Like, it was recently. Like, one of the Little League dads basically told the catcher, don't catch it. Get out of the way type thing. And they smoked the umpire. Like, he told the kid, let it rip. like, you're right. It'll happen. So, yeah, so with Hitchcock, so they sliced his tire. They shot pucks at him. And, I actually heard that he got stuck in the hot tub and like the rehab and there's like a whirlpool hot tub thing and he got stuck in it. And basically, like, they trade everybody. Like, that's when they got rid of everybody. Like, that Flyer team was out of control. If you remember, it was Carter, Richards, Carcillo.
Yeah, animals.
Like they
that was like team party too. They did
oh
everything.
Oh boy, did they ever party. Like it was open. Like basically like this is video before video even in which they were like doing blow with that porn star Gina Lynn and stuff. Like I once saw Gina Lynn. Remember I had porn stars on the show all the time, Cab.
Yep.
I said, hey, I said, is it true? I said, are the Flyers really this messed up? She just started laughing. And she said, yeah, kind of. She started. And I basically told her, I said, man, you're going to ruin it. I said, people, Flyer fans are going to hate you. Like, if you look it up, just look up Gina Lynn, Philadelphia Flyers. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, it was like they could have made a movie with her type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were with her every night almost, like going hard. And then this is crazy because one of the nicest coaches ever, nicest guys ever, Claude Julien, Montreal. Somebody fired a puck at him in Montreal once during a practice. The old accidental, sorry, coach, hitting you with the puck.
I like Claude Julien. He's a very.
I know who's
going
to do that to Claude.
He's such a nice guy.
Like his cock, you can understand. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Even Therrien, like I remember when I interviewed him down when he was practicing with the Leafs, man, that guy's intimidating, man. That was a game soft like butter. Our team is soft. Like, yeah, he's just, like, sometimes you go up to him, you're like, whoa, dude. Like, you don't want to say anything wrong.
Michel Therrien?
Yeah, he's a little off. He's off.
Sometimes, you remember George Michel Therrien's rant?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Oh, yeah. That was an epic rant.
He goes, sometimes I swear they tried to be the softest team in the league. He goes, I tried to be nice with them. Okay. No more Mr. Nice Guy. He goes, man, they're soft like I'd never seen soft before.
I mean, apparently Gina Lynn liked Philadelphia, man. Did Shane Victorino sleep with Gina Lynn is on
what,
here?
Did you just punch it in here? Yeah, yeah.
I'm not kidding. I looked it up.
She rang the Liberty bell, bro, literally and figuratively. A lot of Liberty balls, I should say.
Liberty balls.
He's got a nice picture of a Flyers jersey there, too. It's now a home jersey, probably a third jersey, but it looks good.
All my stories are true. I told you. It doesn't take much. Just punch it in. Like, you know what I mean? She single-handedly, took down the Philly sports scene, bro.
Yeah, there's a lot of names in here for Philadelphia Flyers that we all know very well.
Yeah.
Good for you, Jim.
You guys were animals on that team.
I'm gonna send this over to Yang since he doesn't know who Michel Therrien is.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get that. It's one of the best rants of all time. All right, we'll get into the games too. Here with George Kurtz.
By the way, you know it's not good when you punch in Gina Lynn and the first name you see besides a sports player is Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. I'm surprised it's not Jeff Carter or Mike Richards.
Oh, no, they were both there, too. I said, besides the sports name. Okay. Besides the sports name. They're there as well.
Shane Victorino.
That's amazing.
Gina Lynn slept with Scotty Upshaw, according to his ex. Oh, my goodness, this is fun.
The girlfriends on the Flyers are basically exposing her. Yeah, yeah.
This is great. Facts. You want to have some fun reading? You need some bathroom reading, man. Take this with you.
Nothing but facts here. All right, Yang. We just sent you the clip here. We'll play it on the other side here. We'll get into the hockey games tonight as well with George Kurtz.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Make the Ring with Joe Ranieri and Dave Martinez weekdays from 6 a.m. And then you catch my boy Morenci and Ranieri from 9 to 12 on the morning after here on the Fantasy Sports Network as they get you caught up to the previous night's action and prep for the sports wagering day ahead. You can also watch the broadcast on YouTube and participate in the chat room or watch on Periscope, Twitch TV, or countless other platforms. Be part of the show. Tune in for the entertainment, the knowledge, and the extra money we'll put in your pockets. That's Make It Rain with Joe Ranieri and Dane Martinez, and then Morenci and Ranieri 9 to 12 the morning after weekdays starting at 6 a.m. on the Fantasy Sports Network.
Well done, Cam. He's Cam Stewart. I'm Gabriel Morenci. Game time decisions, Red Heat and Rage. We'll get to a little DFS a little bit later. We told you last night to stack the Nuggets and the Raptors and the lineup and the players that we shared with you. We actually did pretty well last night, a little bit better, Cam, than normal, in which I put $4 in one contest and won $33.75 back.
Not bad.
That's not bad. Yeah, but you know what? Look, let's see results. Like, this is where it's frustrating, where...
And Kurtz talked about this, too. Gabe, I finished ninth in a golf contest of 1,900 people. I got $18. Continue.
Yeah, that's the thing. So I won $33. I finished in 13th place out of 1,486. Yep. I put $4 in. I got $33.
Yeah. Not enough.
Yeah, it's like
triple that. They got to change their pay formats, I'm thinking. Like, you can't let everyone get, like, if you go in a $4 contest, like, $8 or whatever. That's what I think. It should be less people getting money, more money. That's my take.
Maybe it's a little top heavy. We'll get into the NBA DFS a little bit later on. So let's get into the games. I didn't see. I was caught up with the NBA, and I got so sick of watching the Boston Bruins win, and I just got sick of watching the Boston Bruins. Period. To be honest, so I was caught up in the NBA. I was aware of the game, what was going on, but so Columbus Columbus and Boston tonight. Now in Columbus, George, what's your take on the series? What do you take away from the games, and what do you think moving forward here?
Been a good series. I mean, you can make an argument. Columbus could be up 2-0. Boston could be up 2-0 as well. It's been close. I think the longer the series goes, the edge has to go to Columbus because of, you know, they're much more well-rested. I mean, Boston played seven games against Toronto, now two overtime games. Sooner or later, that's going to catch up to you. Tonight in Columbus, it's going to be loud. That stupid cannon they have, that's going to blow some people's ears off. So I get the edge to Columbus tonight. I think they're playing on an emotional high. I think they've never been this far. You know, the fans don't even know what the second round is like here. I give the edge here. I just think they've learned to they've calmed down. Pastrnak is invisible, by the way, which means to me, in my mind, he has to still be hurt. There has to be an injury there. I don't think
he's frustrated
from when he. I think he's hurt. Remember when he fell on the ice and he hurt his thumb and it was supposed to be a week? And when I say fell on the ice, by the way, he was drunk after a party and fell. All right, that's how he got hurt. So I think that's how he hurt himself. I think he was a week. I think he'll be out a week, 10 days. Also, he was out a month. And I don't think he's completely healed yet. I think he's still hurt here. There might be another injury there as well. I think Boston's playing on fumes right now. Well, I think the Marchand's playing well. Bergeron's playing well. But that's really it. Krejci's a little banged up too. So I think Columbus has a huge edge in the series now.
Cam, what do you think about tonight's game?
Well, yeah, it's big for me with Columbus with the +240 series play. I really need them after Dallas lost last night. I'm with George. I think Columbus, the guys are really starting to play. Duchesne scoring that winning goal, I think, is absolutely huge for him. I think he's going to get off the schneid. Panarin's been an absolute beast, and when he plays well, he tends to get better. Bobrovsky's in some kind of zone, Gabe, and he knows he's going to probably make an extra $3 to $4 million, if not more, if he keeps on playing contract here. It's really standing on his head, so he's seeing the dollar signs right now. Columbus at home, I think the Jackets get it done tonight. It's a low price, but be careful, everybody. This is the problem with the trends. Right now, if you're betting road teams in the NHL, you're making a killing. The road teams have been very, very successful. Take a look at all the games. All the road teams winning all the time. But tonight, I think it's the home teams. I think we buck the trend, and Columbus get it done tonight.
Looking at the Columbus Blue Jackets at home, very impressive against Tampa Bay. They outscored them 10-4 in the two games at home. And I see they've actually they've won seven of their past eight home games overall. My feeling is, though, with this NHL stuff, and hey, listen, it's been competitive as hell. I'm just looking at this from a betting perspective, guys, that I'll say this, Cam, is that these games, it's like I almost feel like they're going to split here. Like, just like they split, they split in Boston, I almost feel like, all right, Columbus could win tonight and Boston wins the next game, or Boston wins tonight and Columbus wins the next game. I never really feel like one team has a major advantage over another team when it comes to the NHL playoffs.
Yeah, I think you're onto something. The one thing I'm going to say.
You know what I mean? It's not like basketball where it's like, all right, the Bucks are playing the Pistons, and you know what I mean?
Yep.
There's a point where, like, if this hockey, look, the Islanders. We'll get to the Islanders in a second. They gave up two goals in 48 seconds. I'm saying, yeah, there's not a lot to take away. It's so freaking razor close right now in this second round. Look at this Blues Dallas series, Cam.
Unbelievable. I know. I can't believe when Dallas tied it up every single damn time. You're right. It's razor's in right now. We're on the wrong end there. Perron got away. Did you see that too, Gabe? Smart move by him. It's smart. I'm surprised more guys don't do that. He literally went up to the Dallas defenseman, pushed him from behind. He fell. They were all looking at him. Yep. Boom, top shelf. You know, you want to play dirty in front of the net. Ref didn't want to make a call that close to the end of the game there, a controversial call. So they let it happen. I think more guys should do that stuff. I'm with you. And I think the Islanders are probably going to steal one, too. McElhinney, we'll get into this game with George, Gabe, but they're down 2-0, and I think they're going to make a series of it, too. So very interesting.
What about the
You're
total
right.
5.5 here tonight in Boston and Columbus? This is one where I'm sort of feeling the unders here in this one.
Yeah, they were unders in Boston. I kind of think maybe – I think it opens up a little bit. The goalies have been fantastic, though, especially Bobrovsky. But I think Columbus is going to get it done tonight. I think they win a 4-2. Two hockey game, 5-2, 5-3. I think we get over tonight. It's not my favorite play. I'm more of the sides, Gabe. I like Columbus just to win. I don't know what George is thinking.
I'm actually thinking the same thing. I'm Columbus straight to win. I'm not going with the spread. That's +225. Columbus minus goal and a half. I'm not doing that. And I don't feel the over-under one way or the other. So Gabe feels under. Cam feels over. I feel somewhere in the middle. I think the spread's about right. I think it is a 3-2 game. And I always worry about that empty net goal, which always seems to screw me when I'm not positive. So I'm not going to bet the over-under here, but I do like Columbus.
Yeah,
I got a minus 115. I'll take it's my chances game. On the Blue Jackets.
These empty netters.
Other game,
are real killer.
Six. What do you think about Colorado and San Jose? I'm going to tell you something.
All these Shark games go.
Yeah, they do. Me and George had a difference of opinion on what we were doing the weekend show. And I'll tell you, like, I thought Colorado really did some good things the last game, man. They had all their lines rolling. San Jose looked kind of like shell-shocked, and they just outworked them. I think Colorado at home are going to beat San Jose tonight, too. I think I'm going to go with both home teams, and I think they're going to get to Martin Jones. Hey, George, he let in a weak goal off the start.
Yeah, we got the bad Martin Jones again.
If Colorado keeps on shooting, he'll let in goals, so I got to take Colorado. They just look like
and
they got
Joe Pavelski,
the
man. Pavelski's out at least the next two games they announced. I wonder if that's a little bit of a joy kill there for the Sharks as well, losing their best player. So I think that might have some issues here as well. I agree with you, Cam, tonight. I like Colorado first game at home, second round. I got minus 130, but I like it as well. And as Gabe was insinuating, I kind of like the over here. I get over under six. Every Shark game seems to go over because you can't trust Jones. Not so sure you can trust Grubauer either, but both of these teams can score goals.
I trust Grubauer more than Jones. Like, Jones, listen, Jones will make... Yeah, Jones will make saves, but yeah, everything's an adventure. You have to hold your breath every time. And looking at the numbers here, just to be factual, holy shit. Wow, yeah. San Jose are 8-2 to the over in their last 10 games.
Yep.
They're going back to their last regular season game even. So in the playoffs, they played 9 games, 8-1. So in the last 9 games, they're 7-2 to the over. 7-2 to the over in the playoffs.
Yeah,
are the San Jose Sharks. It's hard to get in front of that. I think Colorado the play. I thought Colorado were going to win this series. I think Dallas is going to win the series. It's going to be Dallas and Colorado, and then Dallas is going to beat Colorado to go to the Stanley Cup Finals.
I think a lot of people will go to the road teams because they've been successful watching the Blues play. And I will say this, and you guys know watching hockey and betting hockey, it's the one sport where home ice doesn't mean shit. A lot of the time you try to entertain your fans and you do things you don't do. I prefer Dallas to be on the road, to be honest with you. I think they buckle down and they're a smarter hockey team when they play a system and they don't just run all over the place. But tonight, I love the home teams in statement games. Colorado understands. Yep. What's Kenny
Danico
like?
When Danico was on last week or whatever it was, 2 weeks ago, it was during the playoffs, whatever, but I asked him, we were talking about, it was a game 7 day, and we were talking about home ice. And he said, it doesn't mean anything. And in fact, he said that the Devils used to prefer to be on the road.
Yep.
He said, it's great. He goes, you really get fired up in the room. He goes, it's a great atmosphere when, like, the crowd's going crazy and everyone hates you and you score and you take them out of the – he goes, it's a great feeling. He goes, I love going in other buildings. And he was talking about, like, the bonding, and he said, man, you're on the road. All you're thinking about is hockey. You know, you feed off the energy of the crowd. And that's funny. I've heard football players say the same thing, George. There, you know, someone – I forget what player it was a kid in college. He had a great answer. They said, you know, you're a kid, you know, you're only 18, you got 100,000 people, you know, they want to kill you and stuff. And they said, how are you handling it? And it was a great answer, guys. He goes, I just pretend they're cheering for me.
I think hockey out of the four major sports, the home ice, home field means the least, right? I mean, yeah, you get to make the last line change, yippee. You know, I guess that could have an effect sometimes. But, you know, basketball, you got the fans going crazy, especially on free throws. Football, we all know the crowd noise can play an effect. Baseball, last.
Basketball, it is. It is. It just
basketball
is
the biggest. Hands down. Yeah. And you know, in college, too, games,
football, college, yeah.
College kids, man, in NCAA hoops, we've seen games change on a dime. You can have a 30-point lead at the half, and then all of a sudden you just go ice cold and lose. Like, yeah.
But guys, look at hockey. You're right. Like, look at, like, football. Football, it matters. Like, you go to Seattle and the crowd is loud, it matters. You know what I mean? Like, a loud crowd in football matters, it does. Because, you know, the players can't communicate. They can't hear each other. Now, look, in Denver the other night, with a couple of seconds left in the game, he wanted Aldridge to foul, and Aldridge couldn't hear him because it was too loud.
Exactly.
And Popovich said, give credit to the crowd. They were so loud, we couldn't communicate. But with hockey, and I've heard this so many times, George, in the playoffs in Cam this year, especially in the first round, when people were picking games, it's going to be rocking in Winnipeg tonight. It's going to be rocking in Toronto tonight. Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's been rocking at Buffalo Bill games for the last 30 years. We still suck. Like this, oh, it's rocking. Yeah, good for you. Like in hockey, you can wave all the white towels you want and whiteouts and cheer and yell all you want, Cam. And don't change shit on the ice. Like loud, it doesn't affect it. Like there's no communicating in hockey. It's bouncing
it
around.
Actually,
they know where they're going to be.
Actually,
you know what I mean?
It burns like, you so bad. Like look at last night in Dallas. They're playing the Slayer, the Pantera. St. Louis scored seconds into that game. It was a freaking funeral. You know what I mean?
Right.
It changed everything.
Yeah, boom, you suck it. That's what Danica was talking about.
It just sucks the air right out of the building. I'm like, wow, come on, fans. It's only 1-0. And that Dallas like, nee, 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 nee. They're screwing around with it. Like the early goal by the road team, it just, ask Winnipeg fans. It murdered them. They have a wicked atmosphere, and then they go nervous after that. Happened every single game.
And speaking of atmosphere, sorry, Cam, but we've got a couple minutes with Kurt here.
Yeah,
before going to the break, and we'll get Kurt's on for the last couple of minutes for 5 o'clock. But speaking of atmosphere, George, Islanders now 2-0, but you can't blame the building. You know what I mean? You know, it sucks. It is what it is.
Coliseum wasn't scoring goals.
You know, exactly. So we'll hit this quickly on the other side with Kurt. We'll get his quick Islander prediction moving forward. Game time decision, Freddie Frage Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right, we've got a couple of minutes here. So this is pretty crazy. So, George, I've never been to an Islander game at Barclays before. It's a great facility for basketball. Yet our boy Alex in the pit, big Islander fan, unbelievable. I didn't know this, George. Like, it's so out of whack and out of sync. Did you know this, Cam, that the scoreboard isn't even at center ice? It's over the blue line?
Yeah.
I
was
aware
of that.
Yeah, like, I don't understand how they can't move it. Like, yeah, I don't know. Like, Barclays is state-of-the-art arena. I understand how it doesn't slide over. But
the
anyways,
cable's just...
Yeah. Like,
the arena was made for basketball. It's the only Russian who doesn't like hockey. Amazing, that arena. But, the arena was made for basketball. It's not made for hockey. The ice
like,
is always
literally,
made,
though, the scoreboard is over the blue line.
What can I tell you, man? That's how they designed the damn thing. I'm not an engineer. I you would think it could just slide over. I mean, how?
Like, Cam, you literally can't see the net like at a lot of angles. Like obstructed views. Like you got to stand up. You look down. Like it's like, it really is a shit show there. But that doesn't affect the Islanders on the ice, George. And the crowd was still loud. Yeah, the ice is a little slower there. It is what it is. But honestly, George, I looked at the records, man. They were 12-6 in both buildings this year.
I think actually they have a better record at Barclays, slightly by percentage. Yeah, I mean, slightly. You're talking. It's
I think you're right. It was 12-7-2 to 12-6-3 or something like that.
Exactly. So listen.
So you can't say, we can't win at Barclays, right? They've won at Barclays.
I'll give credit, though. I think I tweeted in overtime of game one before the Islanders lost that if the Islanders lose this game, you know, you can cue the fans blaming the arena. I thought that'd be coming. But I really haven't heard it all that much. So that's good for the fans and the media to not really hype on that.
No, even I was reading the Post, New York Post, the guy that covers the Islanders, and he said, hey, anyone who blames the arena, shut up. It's not the arena that's not scoring.
Right, they're not scoring. I mean, the Islanders have more disallowed goals than allowed goals in the series. Actually, the Islanders haven't scored a goal when you look at it. The only goal they have in the series.
Goals, I think.
What's that?
I think they have as many disallowed goals as the Canes have goals allowed in this series.
They win game three.
I think you're right.
They have to win game three.
Islanders get the all the advanced stats, everything points to the Islanders. They have game three, and Carolina's a walking mash unit right now.
Yep. McElhinney, he won't stand on his head the next game.
Are the Islanders going to win?
Berlin, Rasek,
York.
Van Riemsdyk, they're all out. Islanders win tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Everybody, I'm Cam Stewart with your Fantasy Sports Network news update. Those positions out for Saturday's Kentucky Derby with Churchill Downs. The 4-1 favorite Omaha Beach is going to break from gate 12. Not too bad there. Here are the rest of the favorites where they stand. And probable 6-1, he goes from gate 5 game winner. He's also 6-1 in his gate 16 Roadster. Another Bob Baffert horse at 6-1 is in gate 17. Von Miller of the Broncos will join the Kentucky Derby TV coverage this Saturday. More bad news for the Houston Rockets and their fans. Referee Scott Foster, arguably the worst in the business, will officiate his first game since February 21st when the Warriors host the Rockets tonight. James Harden called Foster the worst official, also quote-unquote rude and ignorant, following a loss to the Lakers earlier this year. Houston at Golden State, as I mentioned, game two of the doubleheader. This one at 10:30 Eastern time. Warriors minus 5.5, total 220.5. Warriors up 1-0 in that series. Game one of the NBA playoff double bill as Milwaukee hosting Boston. The Bucks laying 7.5 over under 219. The Celtics are up on that series 1-0. Greg Popovich, who looks like he'll be hanging around for a while, expected to sign a new 3-year contract with the San Antonio Spurs that will keep him the NBA's highest paid coach, according to league sources. Popovich, now 70 years old, led the team to a 48-34 record this year before they got knocked out by the Denver Nuggets. He is in the last of a 5-year deal. Two more games in the NHL playoffs tonight, just after 7 o'clock. Columbus hosting the Boston Bruins. Jackets laying 125, 5.5 is the total. The best of seven series is tied at 1. Game two of the doubleheader, Colorado and San Jose. The Avalanche minus 130, total set at 6. This series also tied at 1. Carolina now the betting favorites at plus 425 to win the Stanley Cup after being up 2-0 on the Islanders. But they got major injuries, as we talked about with Kurtz. Carolina goalie Peter Mrazek's going to miss Wednesday's game 3 versus the Islanders. He has not been ruled out for game 4, but Curtis McElhinney will get the call for the Canes. NFL news, running back Jamaal Charles signing a 1-year deal to retire with the Kansas City Chiefs. Baseball, the MLB says they will exclusively broadcast 13 games on YouTube this season, and Fenway Park will be hosting a college football bowl game between the ACC and AAC teams. Fenway Park joining L.A. and Myrtle Beach as sites for the new bowl games in 2020. Very busy night around the Diamonds tonight. 14 games on the betting board. We had 15, but Baltimore and the Chicago White Sox postponed due to rain. 2 games at 7:05. St. Louis minus 120 at Washington, 9.5. Wainwright versus Sanchez. And the Nationals have placed Anthony Rendon on the IL with a left elbow contusion. Detroit at Philadelphia. Phils minus 208.5. Turnbull and Velasquez. We got a trio at 7:10. Oakland and Boston. The Red Sox minus 170. 9.5. Brooks versus Porcello. The Cincinnati Reds are laying 15 cents at the New York Mets. Total 8. Castillo taking on Vargas. Cleveland, they're minus 210 versus Miami. Total 7. Bauer and Alcantara. 7:20. Baseball action. San Diego at Atlanta. Pick'em 8.5. Paddock, very hot this year versus Tehran. Padres talented rookie Fernando Tatis Jr. placed on the IR with a hammy injury. 2 more at 7:40. We got Colorado minus 125 at Milwaukee. 8.5, Marquez versus Sassine. Houston laying 170 at the Minnesota Twins. Over under 7.5. Cole taking on Pineda. 8:05, Pittsburgh and Texas Rangers minus 115, 11 total. Lyles and Sampson. Tampa Bay minus 185 at KC. Total 7.5. Snell versus Junis. 9:40, the New York Yankees in action at Arizona. D-backs minus 155. 8.5 is your over-under. Sabathia and Greinke. 9:45. Dodgers minus 145 at San Fran. Bueller and Pomeranz. Cody Bellinger setting an MLB record. His 37th RBI before May. 10:07. Toronto and the Angels. Angels minus 145. Total 9. Buchholz and Canning. And the Chicago Cubs laying 140 at Seattle. Over-under 9. Hamels Fernandez. Champion League Soccer. Tottenham versus Ajax. Ajax up 1-0 very late in this game, a few minutes left. So Ajax up on Tottenham in Champions League soccer action. I'm Cam Stewart. Gabe Morency hosts Red Heat and Rage. We got another hour, hour two coming up. We'll give you our picks, have a little fun as well, and a whole lot more. Hour three, the DFS lineup line lockup hour, where we give our best bets of the day. I'm Cam Stewart. More Red Heat and Rage Radio coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage on radio. Level two has begun. Thanks to George Kurtz for joining us. We haven't replayed an interview in a couple of days. We have a worthy candidate today, though, Cam. Cedric Maxwell. I don't know if you remember him. Ooh, Cedric Maxwell.
I do. Yeah, Maxwell.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Great player. You know how good he was, Cam? He took UNC Charlotte, the 49ers, to the Final Four.
That's crazy.
Think about
crazy.
That. Oh, it wasn't like, it's not like, oh, yeah, but it was different then. No, you know who the other teams in the Final Four were? North Carolina, UNLV, and Marquette.
Wow.
And Marquette were a power in those days in the 70s, right? Like, they won the national championship. Al McGuire was the coach. Like, they were a damn good team, Marquette. I think they won an NIT, too, and the NIT mattered. Like, they actually chose the NIT over the NCAA in 1974 or something like that. Like, think about that. Like, he was that good. And two-time NBA champion with the Boston Celtics. NBA Finals MVP. Like, that's he was impressive. An MVP. Yeah, he's an NBA Finals MVP when, like, you know, Bird and Magic Johnson and James Worthy. And, like, you're the NBA Finals MVP of the Lakers and Celtics. You know you're a badass.
You said it. Even just saying UNC Charlotte in a Final Four, that team has, like, when's the last time they made it to the tournament, Gabe? Years ago when we were working. And I remember they had that kid who was just a three-point bomber who basically got them in by fluke when they went on a tootsie roll. That team doesn't even get in the tournament anymore, let alone the Final Four. They're known for, they got a football program now, Charlotte, the 49ers.
Yeah, they're Division I now.
Yep.
That's a sport I look forward to.
What, college football?
Yeah, money.
Yeah, when's baseball over?
Yeah, exactly. It's
hey,
sort of like
baseball used to be fun.
It's that cycle. It's that cycle of different sports. Uh-huh. We're like, oh yeah, once the playoffs are here, it'll be great. Then you're like, God, I hate the playoffs. You know what I mean? You're like, I'm losing empty nets all the time. Oh, I hate this. The CFL is a big one. Where I'm like, oh, I can't wait for the start of the CFL. And then I swear, Cam, by like by week 8 of the CFL, I'm like, this league sucks. I hate this league. I've always loved the league. I don't rip the league, the quality of the league, but betting on the league can be frustrating at times.
The CFL is probably the most random league in the history
really
of sports. There's no rhyme or reason. Like, look at trends. If you look at trends in the CFL, you might just throw them, put them down your toilet because there is none. A team can look great one week, lose by 50 the next. Like, it's crazy.
If you remember, that show was right before I came here, actually. I was really into it. Remember where you and I went to a game? I was going all the time because I lived right there. So actually, remember I said, I'm going to go to more games this year. I actually did. Like, I went alone twice even. You know what I mean? No one wanted to go. Yeah. I went alone on Saturday afternoon to the Argo games and stuff. Yeah. I was 0-4, buddy. Like, I tried it all. Like, remember you and I went, they'll beat Calgary. We got smoked.
Smoke show. Yeah, our quarterback almost died. Remember Ricky Ray almost, like, his career ended when we go. We're bad luck.
We bet on them in the best quarterback in the league gets, like, nearly paralyzed at the game. Yeah, he's, like, decapitated. I remember I went, like, the next week. I'm like, all right, the Edmonton Eskimos are in Toronto. Oh, yeah. They'll beat them. No. Of course, the Argos threw, like, 4 interceptions in the end zone. I remember, I think you were on them, too, because you were bitching about it. Remember,
Mike
Riley kept throwing interceptions. I'm like, thanks, bro. Yeah, I'm right there, too. Like, I was, like, right on the 50-yard line watching it. Every game I went to, like you said, it's like throwing a dart. Basically, in the CFL, if the team lost last week, take them the next week.
Exactly. That's how you bet it.
And if they won, like, bet against them the next week.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Damn, well dressed man.
Yeah.
Not sharp, well.
I got a shirt on.
So people think you look good today. You're rocking. Yank thinks you look like you just took a shower.
I did. I do. That's what I do now, Gabe. I do my updates. I write the shell, right, with all the baseball games and stuff. Then usually I have a nice shower. Today I actually used a razor. And, yeah, I just had a nice little steam. And I'm at my girlfriend's house. It's different downtown. I'm in the big leagues now, man. I'm in the city. So there's amenities here. Not just a track to walk around with animals.
That's why your hair is all like.
Yeah. Notice I got a little no body in it today. Like usually it's a little frothy. Now it's just, the life's all gone.
Yeah, you didn't put any gel in there today or anything, huh?
Yeah, it's just, that's the wet look right there, Gabe. Yeah, a little bit, just a little bit of that putty stuff. Get in there. Headset, we're back. I notice, I'm feeling a lot better. I had a sleep study done, and they corrected some of my problems, so I'm actually getting a little bit more rest these days. I feel like I have more energy, which is great. My doctor told me if I didn't take care of it, I could have got really sick, so I'm glad I did. But I'm trying out a new trial mask right now. It's pretty good, nice and quiet.
Good stuff. Yeah, I'm trying to get somewhat healthier too. I was getting into the loop of 4 hours a night sleep, and wasn't good.
Worry. It's not good for you, man. And then the afternoon nap will make it worse. Trust me, I've tried every way. I've tried every way, man. It's just,
now,
just to call it out for what it is. We don't eat very well, so, you know.
Yeah, well, that's it. I'm forcing myself to try. I'm trying to sleep 6 hours now. It's a little bit of a challenge. I'm trying to get into the routine, 5.5, 6.
6 is a good number. No. 6 is good.
Yeah, at least I can get by. You know, you're supposed to, you know, I don't know if it's enough, but whatever it is. It is what it is. For.
6.
So we talked about Michel Therrien's meltdown earlier, one of the classic all-time meltdowns. And we should note that this got him fired, that he got fired after. Like, anytime you rip the team this much. But we sent it to Yang. Yang's like, are we playing it? So you know what, Yang? Let's play it, all right? Let's hear Michel Therrien meltdown because it is that damn good.
Not impressed. It's a pathetic performance.
Half the team doesn't care.
You know, it's like, are we going to be happy to play 8 minutes? I'm not going to be happy to play 8 minutes. What those guys will say if we take 40% of their salary because they only play, or 50% of their salary because they only play for 50% of the time. That's enough. That defensive squad, you know, I think their goal, I really start to believe their goals is to be the worst defensive squad in the league. And they're doing such a great job to be the worst defensive squad in the league. You know, they turn the puck over, you know, they have no vision. They're soft. Like, I never see a bunch of defensemen soft like this. So, you know, they put the two combination and
you just start threatening them now.
Well, absolutely. Hey.
Hey.
There's a lot of guys don't care. They pretend to care, but I know they don't care.
Okay. No more Mr. Nice Guy.
What's the solution? I'm going to find solution. It It's a game of emotion. It's a game of hard work. It's a game of passion. You know, there's, hey. Like Kovacevic, what he did the other day, there's no one guy was close to do something. Maybe Maxim Talbot at the end with 1 second left. It's about 5'8". Did they think that, as a coach, that I got the feeling that team care for each other? Wow. You know, try to have a good ambience, you know, with the team yesterday. Hey. So I guess we're going to have to come back with the old recipe, you know. It's like, they make my job miserable. So, it's give and take. What can I do? Hey.
And going on the road, you know, for three games, that's
He sounds like a serial killer.
Oh, I love this guy. One of my favorites.
Lots of guy. Very disappointing. Because they don't care. If they care, you know. Tonight it looks like men's against boys. Hey. Oh, Mark, you know, he's playing good for us. Thank God. Thank you.
Marc-Andre Fleury, the old.
Yeah.
I like how at the end he goes, thank you.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
There was other parts of that too. You're right, where he said no more Mr. Nice Guy and stuff. Yeah, like, he went bananas. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Because I tried to be nice to them, but I no more Mr. Nice Guy. We should note he got fired about a couple of weeks after that.
Yeah, he did. He's always one of those guys, Gabe, too, when you talk to him. He's always on the edge. Like, you don't know if he's gonna like laugh and like give you a hug or like literally choke, like grab his hands and put them around your neck. He's kind of like teetering on that precipice when you talk to Terrier, you know? He's a pretty intense dude.
Yeah, he's I think he's pretty much insane for the most part. Like, that's the best way of putting it. Yeah, he's intense.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but all those, yeah, those, a lot of those French, you know, the Quebec coaches, the guy from the Quebec Major Junior Leagues, it's just the way they are. But, you know, Michel Terrier's always been crazy. Like, remember he put Lanny Bohannes in a headlock like in the minor leagues years ago, in a bar. Michel Therrien's wife got arrested in Montreal. His kid was playing at a hockey game, and she started beating the shit out of another hockey mother with her purse. He's the definition of an idiot. He was a little bit calmer after the fact.
Yeah.
But when he was the coach of the Canadiens, I didn't mess with him too much.
No. I've interviewed him a few times, and he scared me. No one else is a psycho? Bob Hartley. Bob Hartley is a psycho. I remember that guy when he coached the Atlanta Thrashers. I used to go down to games. He made grown men, like he tortured them at practice. Like if they couldn't hit the post from a certain area, he'd keep them out there and keep them out there. He'd skate bag them with weights. Like guys don't do that stuff in the NHL, man. Like he was crazy. Bob Hartley was certifiable, man.
And
that guy's intense.
That's why he didn't get jobs after, though.
Correct. Correct.
Right, like that whole junior hockey Yahoo stuff, and even Michel Therrien. All right, we'll go back to the old recipe of me being a psychopath. Right, like how'd that work out? Right, he got fired. Remember the guy in Minnesota years ago? He pulled kind of the same thing. Was it Yo?
Yo. Yeah, and then he got
Yeah. He knew the cameras were running. Yeah, the coach of Minnesota once. It was during a practice. The cameras were running, and he decided to stop, and he did basically a Therrien thing. One by one, he's like, you don't care. You're soft. You guys don't do anything. And he basically went off, and he freaked out. And he got fired, like, the next day.
You know how crazy that is, Gabe, when you think about it, too? Yo went from Minnesota, and then he got the gig with St. Louis, but he pulled the same kind of routine. His act wore thin, and Craig Berube is probably one of the best coaches in the league now, what he's done with the Blues. Yo used to be there. So it actually worked out for St. Louis.
Blaker's talking about Mike Keenan. Yeah, Mike Keenan used to piss players off.
Big time.
But Keenan was a little different. Who's the guy? Was it Dave Manson? Yeah, remember Dave Manson? Remember Dave Manson spoke like a killer? Like he had like a throat thing?
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
a mean dude. And I guess like Keenan was spazzing out in a room once. And basically like Manson grabbed him by the throat. And if you ever yell at me like that again, I'm going to put you through the board. It's like the chalkboard. My key was like, note to self, don't yell at Manson again.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Quick for the Fences playing daily fantasy baseball with DailyRoto.com. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer user to win $1 million in FanDuel and DraftKings tournaments. Become one of the countless number of people who've won thousands and thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter the promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. You'll get lineup alerts, projected ownership percentages, weather updates, fantasy projections, and the use of the same Daily Roto lineup optimizers that have produced millions in DFS winnings. That's a 2019 MLB Daily Roto premium package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get a 10% discount today.
All right, so yeah, we'll share some of the NBA DFS that we're going to be playing. You have anything for the NHL tonight, Cam? You playing any? You going to play two game lineup this evening?
Not nothing yet, Morenci. But I was thinking about putting something together. It's actually crazy. I haven't really been doing too good with these DFS NHL things. I've been better. It's actually crazy. The European golf is what I've won the most money on. If you can believe it, the thing that I probably pay attention to the least is the one that I do the best in. Told you, is ninth out of like 1900, won like $18 or whatever. I'm in the same boat as you. I was so pissed off saying, why can't that just be like a couple $100? Got to start picking better tournaments, I guess, where not every single guy gets paid. You need a little bit more. If you finish top 10, top 20, I think you should be rewarded, Morenci. Like you got 30-something, that should be tripled. That's the way I look at it.
I remember last year we were talking about the PGA. They were changing things up to try to get a major in every month. So we have a major championship in a couple of weeks. Coming up right now, which is actually cool. I'll give credit to the PGA and the powers that be for doing this to keep people interested. And next week, actually, on the morning after, I guess it's next Wednesday, we actually have a golfer that will be one of the favorites and has a chance to win next week. Cam, it's not often that I interview. It's too bad it's not on this show. I was going to say you're free to join us for the interview. But you're not the biggest fan of the guy. So let's play name the golfer. No, it's not Phil.
You know, Phil's really impressing me lately with his social media videos. The guy's on fire. I got to give him a lot of credit.
I'm going to tell you, though, like it's a big-time golf get. It's not Tiger. Obviously, I'd be saying, oh, we got Tiger Woods on the show.
Tiger, yeah. Not my favorite golfer. Rory?
No.
God, let me think. He's top 20 in the world? Okay, let me think.
Yes.
He screwed me probably lots before. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
You've complained about him a lot, and so have I.
And he's a guest. Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, give me a clue, Gabe. Give me a clue.
His mother, it was sick.
Mother was sick. Okay. Jason Day.
Yeah.
Jason Day.
Yes.
Wow, you have Jason Day. I bet he's going to be a really good interview, too. Yeah. Thing about Jason Day is he's a wicked golfer. I just hate when he, like, has something withdraws. Just don't go in the tournament and start then if you know you're going to leave. That's all with the vertigo. But anyway, wow, that's a huge get. Like, this guy's a top 5-6 player in the world. It's amazing.
Yeah, no, exactly. And, you know, we get him on, like, basically just leading up to the PGA Championship, too.
In your backyard, too. That's right, at Bethpage Black. And and Ranieri are going to be talking about that, Gabe. That's a wicked course, too, like, for all the people of New York State there. Like, I know a lot of people think Tiger will do it again. I'm not so sure. I think he'll be a factor. I'm not sure if he's going to win, but man,
no,
this guy's
I think
got
it's
his
a little
mo-
bit of a, yeah, I know.
I agree. It's he's got his mojo back, but it's crazy. I'm just looking at DraftKings for the tournament this week, and Jason Day is second ranked. Yeah, Wells Fargo at Quail Hollow. Great, great tournament. Great course. Jason Day is in the two hole after Rory McIlroy. He's the second ranked guy. So no, that's a wicked get, man. That's a great, like, that's world class.
Yeah, and he wants to talk. He's going to talk about cancer awareness and yeah. stuff because of his mother and the other health issues that he's had. And we'll get to some golf. Yeah, we'll get to some golf, of course, as well. But, yeah, you know he's going to be. He's probably going to be a nice guy and stuff. You
what
know,
day
so.
Is that? Next? What day are you doing it next week? Like
next
Tuesday?
Wednesday.
Wow, he's even talking to you like a day before he tees off, too. That's a late. Usually they do their talking. Like when I was at the Masters, nobody wanted to talk after Wednesday. When
yeah,
I got
yeah.
to the grounds on Monday, like the only guys who would talk to me after Monday, like Snedeker's pretty loose, Steve Stricker and those guys I talked to, Hunter Mahan back in the day. This guy's barely holding onto his card. But a lot of golfers come Wednesday, they don't want to be talked to. So that's pretty impressive that he's coming on that close to the tournament.
Yeah, like that's why we tried. Our boy was trying to get, he was telling me he might be able to get Bob Baffert on the show.
Wow,
and,
for Kentucky Derby?
Yeah, but the thing is, basically, like you just said, it's kind of the cutoff. You know what I mean? Yeah. You got to get these guys sort of on the Monday or the Tuesday. You know, like it's tough now as the week goes on.
When we were, and yeah, the post positions came out today. I will say this, though, Gabe. Baffert was a hard guy for me to get when we were working together and they sent me to the Belmont. But guys who do talk, Todd Pletcher.
Well, Todd Pletcher, he was the guy that he's the most, exactly. He said Pletcher's the coolest guy of them all. He'll come on.
Dale Romans is a guy I'll talk to.
Pletcher's a New York guy, too, right? So
Pletcher's a great guy. He was really nice to me when I was jammed up. Remember, when I went down to the Belmont.
He said Baffert will do it. He said Baffert does it, but he goes, you got to bother him. You got to, like, hit him up because he'll say, no, I'm busy. But if you, he goes, if you call him six times, he'll say, all right, I'll come on. You know what I mean?
After a while, he just picked phone, stop bugging me. No, I remember Todd Pletcher
was
really
not going
cool.
on the Jim Rome show, so he's got time.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, him and Jimmy after the incident with the horses. I'm actually on. I got to give Jim Rome a little bit of credit. Like, you'd be pissed off too, like if you were in that situation and the horse did that to you and cut you off. But yeah, they used to be tight. But when I went down to the Belmont, remember, I'll Have Another was going for the Triple Crown, Gabe. That was when we met Richard Garner when he was working for the Stronach Group out of California when he was living down there. That's where I met the chick from CNN. What's her name now? She's not as nice as she was before. Erin Burnett, when I was down there doing a story on I'll Have Another, right? And then remember what happened? The old Doug O'Neill. Remember, he got like in trouble too with that horse, and it got suspended. So all the stories that we did there, that horse was scratched for the Belmont. What a shit show. So I actually had Todd Pletcher really got me out of a jam with an interview when all our stuff had to be, erased because there was no Triple Crown with that horse.
Yeah, we'll start to get into the Kentucky Derby as the week goes on. We'll get somebody on here to break it down. Somebody's asking what's the difference between a bookie and a proxy.
Proxy, a big difference.
The proxy. And not the proxy in a contest, but a bookie and a proxy. You either have a bookie that you meet once a week, and it's a guy, and you're betting with him. Or, basically, you're meeting with an agent.
Yeah.
So that's the proxy. So, basically, there's a million books out there that don't advertise, right? In each city, there's a book that, hey, you know, if you know the address, boom, you get in.
Yep.
But you need an agent. You know what I mean? So it's sort of like you're betting online account. You're betting online and everything. You have an account.
Still credit.
It's like betting offshore. But, yeah, it's credit. And then you're meeting somebody once a week. And that guy technically is not a bookie. He's a proxy or he's an agent. Agent is the exact word. He's an agent. He's not a bookie. He's not taking your bets. He's just managing it for the company, so to speak. So he's a proxy. As opposed to a local bookie. So there's a very simple answer.
Yep, very true. A lot of those big books, too, basically they're online, and the only difference is, you know what I mean, they'll set you up bigger credit accounts and you meet your agent, who is basically, yeah, you said it, Gabe, the same thing.
Credit's the killer, man.
Book. Credit. If you have credit, your agent is basically your bookie. That's
simple terms. But he's not technically a bookie, but exactly. So,
no, buddy,
some of the baseball trends for tonight, courtesy of Mark Lawrence's Coffee Club. We've got St. Louis, Wainwright, 5-1 versus the Nationals. Vargas, 7-1 at home in the month of April. Julio Teheran, 5-0 at home in the month of April. Today's the last day. Boston Red Sox. I'm never a big fan of this trend about the days in the week, but I don't know. Yeah. There's something to it. Boston are 0-5 on Tuesdays this year. You know, but look, like this one. Like, look, Kansas City are 0-4 on Tuesdays this season.
They're 0-4 on a lot of days.
Yeah, I bet you Kansas City are, like, bad on a lot of days in a week, Cam. Exactly.
Yeah, they are. They sure are, buddy.
Arizona, 4-0 on Tuesdays this year.
I don't like those trends.
When the Orioles sent Andrew Cashner to the bump tonight against Ivan Nova and the White Sox in Chicago, they will do so knowing Cashner is 5-0 in his last five team starts in April. Nova is 0-5 his past five starts in the month of April. Cashner 5-1 overall this year. The team is, with him starting, Nova 8.42 ERA and a 1.75 whip so far this year. Sounds like Mark Lawrence likes the birds tonight against the good guys. Good guys, yeah. Bad guys.
Good guys, bad guys. Yeah, that game, is that game, hold on, Gabe. I think that's the postponed game. Is it? Yes, it is.
Is it? I thought Minnesota and Boston were going to get shut down. Is there a lot of games shut down?
I was doing my update. I just want to go through this again.
Baltimore, Chicago, shut down.
Baltimore, Chicago's, yeah, it's shut down. Yeah,
and Tampa, Kansas City, shut down.
Yeah, it is. That's just updated. You are correct.
Yeah, Tampa and Kansas City shut down now, too.
Good call, Morency. Good call. I'll get that into the second update.
Yeah, so for you DFS players out there, no Rays, no Royals, no Orioles, no White Sox.
It would have been interesting, too, if you look at that Kansas City game. Guess who's pitching? Snell. A lot of people would have used Snell against the Royals, too, so that's big information for DFS. Big time. No Tampa Bay game.
Let's see what the weather's like in Minneapolis right now. Raining as we speak. Raining in Minneapolis. Reds, Astros. I said Red Sox for Astros.
Yeah, Astros.
Astros in Minnesota. We were on Minnesota last night against the Astros.
Correct. Good call.
I don't know. Weather could be a play in Boston, though, for all I know, too.
But he got lit up last night.
Kendrick Maxwell next.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Morning After. Continues Fantasy Sports Radio, Television Network, iHeartRadio, Sports Byline, Affiliates, American Forces Radio Network, and everything else in between. We appreciate you joining us, whatever medium you're joining us on. All right. Enough of us talking about basketball. Let's bring in that somebody actually knows what they're talking about instead of me and Joe. Let's bring in a man, actually, that was so freaking good, man. He brought UNC Charlotte, man, the 49ers, to the Final Four. That's right.
Wow.
UNC Charlotte in the Final Four. Cornbread, Cedric Maxwell stepped up and in. The Cedric Maxwell podcast is tearing it apart right now. Cedric, welcome to the program. Good morning, man. How you doing this morning, sir?
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. It is a pleasure to be on with you. I'm here in dreary Milwaukee waiting to go on to do game number two, which is going to be later on this evening.
All right, so before we get into game number two this evening, let's start off. The big topic of conversation that we've had here this morning, Cedric, and it seems like NBA players online and Twitter, and God knows the Houston Rockets, the officiating,
your take on the officiating. Are the modern players just crying too much, or do they have a beef?
Well, I think that, you know, what players want is consistency. But I think you see that in every sport. Didn't we just see that when New Orleans played and they got beat by the Rams in football, you know, this sports year? The things do happen. You're going to have calls which are going to be sometimes are going to be really different and difficult. But as a player, all you're looking for is consistency. And what we've seen so far in this playoff season with the NBA is maybe some of the inconsistency, but there might be a reason why. The guy that has gotten more of those would be the guy who's done more flopping than anybody else, and James Harden. So I think it's kind of balanced out on both sides.
Yeah, you know, Cedric, I gotta ask you, because it drives me crazy from the standpoint of, listen, I can't take what a guy bitching and moaning about the refs that went 9 of 28 from the field in the game and expect me to believe somehow he was wronged. You know, it's one thing if the refs, you know, really lean it towards you and you had a chance to win the game, but where is the personal responsibility with today's player? Why are we talking about the refs and not the fact that James Harden could have made a few extra baskets instead of going 9 for 28 and winning the game himself?
That's true. And, you know, I like it when you get on these stations and you can say he was bitching about it. I love that.
Oh, yeah, say what you want. Yeah. There's limits, Cedric. There's limits.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is. It's a little ridiculous when you think about all the calls he has gotten, you know, in the playoffs and during the regular season. You know, I understand what he's saying, though, that when you have it called one way for an entire season and then a couple of games in the playoffs, and then you get to a game versus Golden State, those same calls that, you know, and I hate the call, but, you know, if that's the call you're going to make, then you have to make that call. So, you know, it's incumbent upon the player to take responsibility, but he does want it consistently.
Cedric Maxwell with us. So as far as game two is concerned this evening, it was interesting. Giannis was asked about game one, and, you know, understandably so. He said, you know, no, we don't have major adjustments to make. We're going to go out there. We're going to play our game again tonight. Boston, you know, I thought Boston started to come together with a couple of weeks left in the season. Maybe it was about the last month. You can tell us, Cedric, how you saw this to start to come together. But from afar, there was sort of the chemistry problems and what's going to happen with Kyrie at the end of the year. Where is he going to play next year? But, you know, it's amazing what winning will do, right? And, you know, suddenly everyone seems to understand their role, embrace their role, enjoy their role. It's coming together for them. Dangerous basketball team right now. I actually predicted the upset. Boston beats Milwaukee in the series on Friday before it started. Your take on this, and what can we expect tonight? I guess a more urgent Buck team tonight, right?
Yeah, I think there has to be some urgency about them. But I'm like you. I'd pick the Celtics in this series. I think one of the things that we don't talk about enough is at the beginning of the year, Everybody picked the Boston Celtics as the team to win the Eastern Conference.
Yep.
So I think that if you look back on it, on what has happened, yeah, they did not have that kind of stellar year. It was up and down. But since the playoffs have started against Indiana and now the first game against Milwaukee, this team has been in another gear. Winning does something. Winning makes everybody happy. You know, when you're happy, I always say this, just like if you have a home life right now, you have a wife, a happy home is a happy wife. And if the wife ain't happy, I don't give a damn what happened. Nothing else is going. When the king is happy, we don't care about that. But when the queen is happy, everybody in the village right now is celebrating. So that's what you say about the Celtics. They're happy right now while they're winning. So, you know, there's no controversy. But we'll see what happens if they lose a game.
Who do you think they get? What do you think of the Toronto-Philadelphia series? Who do you think is going to win that series? And if you're Boston, who would you think they would rather prefer? Because I got to tell you, I'm a diehard Raptor fan, Cedric, and I would rather play Milwaukee than Boston. I don't want to get you guys. I know how deep you are.
Yeah.
And I know depth. Well, depth means everything. Right? So...
Yeah.
I don't know how. Listen, Milwaukee aren't deep. you guys are, but what do you think happens, Raptors, Sixers, and who's the better matchup after for the Celtics if we get there?
Well, if the Celtics played, I think that the team that they play better against has been Philadelphia. You know, for them, for whatever reason, Kawhi Leonard and has done a great job playing against Siakam, you know, Eddie Lowry. Those guys have really played well against the Seas. So I think if the Celtics were wanted to play somebody, I think they'd be more favored to play Philly.
And we don't want each other here, Cedric, because I'm the same way. I don't want you guys.
Yeah, I think, you know, I always say the Raptors can be a tough team. I think the thing about the Raptors to me, again, is whatever it is up in Canada right now going on, it just seems like every year the Raptors have this thing where they play really well, and then all of a sudden they kind of hit the skids. I thought it was going to change when they beat Philly the way they did this time. But
back to the same old, same old last night.
Yeah, Philly exposed him. And the guy who is one of my favorite players is Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry's had a tough postseason where he hasn't made shots. And that's just not like him. He's the ultimate competitor. I've walked up to him several times and said, man, if there was a guy that could have played during the damn 80s in the NBA, it would have been you. And he always said, man, I appreciate that. Because, you know, he's a pit bull. He's going to get after you. But whatever happened right now, maybe health, I'm not sure. But he has not performed the way Kyle Lowry has been performing.
I got to ask you, Cedric, I'm watching last night. I'm watching this Portland against Denver game, and I swear if I was like in a time machine and just had woken up and I saw Jokic, you know, coming down the court and then pulling up from three and hitting it, I'd be like, A, am I watching 1980s basketball? And that guy, like, why is this guy shooting threes from all over the place? He's kind of a freak of nature. I mean, when's the last time we've seen a big man like this been so dominant, not only in the paint, but from outside as well?
There's a guy named Dirk Nowitzki that still just decided, you know, who's going to be a Hall of Famer. And to me, he's better than Dirk in a way, in the fact that he is such a complete passer. You know, when have you seen a guy like that get these triple-doubles and big enough on the inside to block shots? Denver's going to present some problems out there because they've played well, and that was – some people asked me, you know, who do you think right now is the surprise team? I said, well, keep an eye on Denver because Jokic and those young players. And the thing about it, playing in the altitude up in Denver, that's a psychological difference to anybody. And to go in and steal a game in Portland, I mean, that was huge.
Yeah, and they're used to that altitude up there. I think they're a dangerous team as well. All right, so we'll ask you about another of your former club before we get you out of here, the Houston Rockets. So we talked about the officiating a little bit tonight. I'm not going to lie, Cedric. I did drink, a couple of glasses, but I think I had about two bottles of wine, and I predicted the Denver Nuggets are going to the NBA Finals. But I said Houston's gonna beat Golden State. Denver beats Portland, then Denver beats Houston. I figured I'd shake it up a little bit. But, I like Denver a lot, but what about Houston and Golden State? They got to win four of the next six games right now. What are you expecting tonight from this contest?
Well, the first thing you have to do is find somebody that's going to slow down Durant. And Durant has proven right
now. How good is he? Like, do you rank him with you guys? Like, where's Durant in the all-time rankings?
All time, I don't know. I think I have to give him an incomplete right now. But the way the game is played, it's hard to stop him. He is legitimately 6'11 and has the skills of a guy 6'5 handling the basketball, shooting it. He puts so much pressure on you. Only guy that I think that can actually slow him down because he's strong enough and quick enough might be Kawhi Leonard. He's the only guy I've ever seen that gets up in this case and makes it so tough that Durant wants to pass the basketball defensively. So Golden State, Houston doesn't have those guys. I think they do a good job of what they have, but, man, they have not had an answer yet out west.
No, they don't. And ultimately, and not to put you on a spot here, we only got a couple of minutes, but give me your finals, man. Who's it going to be this year?
Wow, now you really put me on the spot. You know what? I think it's going to be the Celtics and Golden State.
Ooh. I had a feeling you were going there.
Yeah, me too.
Wow. Me too. What a surprise.
Yes, that's right. I was like, you ain't going to say the Raptors.
You know what, guys? I'm going to be just like you were saying a minute ago. I'm not going to bitch about it. Okay?
All right. Hey, thanks for the time, Cedric. Cornbread, let's do it again, bro. Thanks, man.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Cedric Maxwell with us. We'll talk Raptors Sixers on the other side. Josh Lewenberg.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Decision at Eat Rage Radio continues. Fantasy Sport Radio Network, iHeart now on YouTube as well. We talked about Kentucky Derby. The Kentucky Derby's later in the week, and the post positions and odds are now official. War of Will is in the one hole. Tax is in the two hole. They're both 20-1. By my standards, is the 3-horse, 20-1 as well. Gray Magician, 4-hole, 50-1.
Woo!
Improbable, 5-horse, 6-1. Vekoma, 6-horse, 20-1. My horse, Maximum Security, 10-1 gets the 7 position, Cam. That was the winner of the Florida Derby.
Correct.
Maximum Security. Tacticus is 10-1 in the 8-hole.
That's my horse.
Plus, is it? Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one I like the most. A lot of, just looking at the numbers, Gabe, and your horse is in this too. A very interesting stat. I feel like Mark Lawrence there, but you talk about, so Omaha Beach will be the favorite in the race, but
yes,
undefeated horses
in the 12-hole.
There are 3 horses at 3 years old that are undefeated this year, and that's like a good prerequisite for it too, like the other race. Maximum Security, Roadster, and Tacitus are the 3 horses that have not lost a race as 3-year-olds. And I love his position too. The 8-hole, I think, is a very, very good spot to be from. And we're getting value on our horses at 10-1. That's going to be the horse I'm playing across the board, Tacitus.
Roadster is actually one of Bob Baffert's horses.
Correct. Yep.
The other one being Omaha Beach, the favorite.
Yeah.
At 4-1. I guess Omaha Beach won in the slop, Arkansas Derby. He gets the 12 post.
Mm-hmm.
Plus Q Parfait.
Ooh, nice. Sounds good.
Name.
Sounds like Dairy Queen.
Yeah, Parfait. I know. Yeah.
Yeah, I could really go for some food right now. There's another thing about doing the show at Lisa's place. There's nothing here. Like instant noodles, like not even a piece of bread. At least at my den, Gabe, you know me. I like to stock the fridge.
Yeah, my kitchen is pretty bare. And it's funny you say that, yeah. Cam, because I'm so hungry, like I'm getting like headache.
It's actually funny you mentioned that. My stomach just went, it made a noise. Like
I think I heard it.
A&W's got the team burger for $3.50. I think I'm going to, after the show, just jaunt on down to A&W and grab me a bag.
You know what I was thinking, actually? Like normally after the show, like I can wait, and after the show I'll deal with what I'm going to eat. But it's funny, we're on the same wavelength. I was just thinking, I was like, you know what? I might have to order the pizza on air today because I don't want to wait till 7:30 to get this bad boy, Cam. Yeah. This show's over at like 6:56. I want that pizza ready at 7 o'clock, like 7:05 type thing. You know what I mean? I'm trying to put my shoes on and go down. Yeah. And I want it nice and hot. Right, nice and ready for me.
Fresh.
I don't want to call at 7:10 an old game and then eat at 7:45. I need it now, Cam. I don't order it right now, but
I want to enjoy it. You know, I just don't want to scoff it down on the air, you know?
It's funny you mentioned that. I usually haven't done pizza in a while, but I check my inbox and I see Mike Cardano's reach, and right under it was a Pizza Hut coupon, and it was buy one, get one free yesterday, Gabe. So I got two medium pans yesterday. They're at my house, though, unfortunately. I scoffed one and left the other one for leftover snacks. It was beautiful. I got two medium pans delivered to my house for $26. Put that. That's hard to do. That's called a coupon, maybe. And it had extra cheese on both, too. That's how you
not
win.
Bad. Yeah, I'm going.
You know,
going,
that order is usually $40. Easy.
I'm going local. I'm going with my boy Michaels.
Michaels.
Yeah, we're going local. Going to get the... he doesn't make a small pizza.
No such thing.
Medium. It's New York, New Jersey. They don't do small.
No, I don't do small. Who wants a small pizza?
But the medium's actually a large, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a big box. Like, it's not like... It's 12 bucks. Extra cheese.
Yeah, you got it.